I think I want to toss in my own experience. Of course, I don't have the equipment to deliver a child from my body in the same way, but I did father my one son, and I experienced a miraculous thing when he was born. I looked down upon him, and my eyes filled with tears because I understood for the first time in my life that without any hyperbole whatsoever, I would give my life that this child could exist, that if there was a bullet coming, I would take the bullet rather than have this child die. It's paradoxical in that I was so grateful that I had been given this gift of not attachment to myself, that I was willing to die for this other person. And that felt like a tremendous gift to me, that I was able to give this away. Brenda?
I, too, will relate my story about giving birth to my first daughter as that gift of heart expansion. It was so miraculous when she came up on my chest and I saw her for the first time. My heart literally felt like it exploded. I could feel the physical sensation in my chest expanding. And that sensation of knowing in that moment that up to that point, I had never loved anything so much in my life. To feel that impact so greatly, I think, is kind of what you're describing with how you felt about your son. And what a wonderful thing to share, two people to share in that moment, and even more people than that in a large family. I always talk to the second-time moms, you know, and say, you know, they'll tell me a lot about their first one and how they're growing and what they're doing, and you know, I can just hear the love coming out. When I was pregnant with my second child, I actually had moments where I was worried about loving her as much as I did the first one. So I talked to the women because I figure it's kind of a universal experience that us as women have. And, oh, yeah, I know, I feel the same way. You know, I hope it will be okay. And I'm like, that's when I discovered how God loves all of us. Is because when I had the second one, my heart expanded even bigger. And I loved them both. And that is truly the first time it dawned on me how there isn't a limit to love. And that each time it expands. It's just an amazing thought that as we grow and as we give birth to our children and our life, you know, that our heart actually expands each time. And so there's a limitless amount of love available. And love is truly the only thing that is real. And if we could just remember that, then we could live on peace on this earth, with the earth, with each other. We need to move in that direction. If we could just give peace a chance.
Martha?
I agree with what you both have said. The thought that springs from what you have said is, when I see that baby that's first born, the other thing that I recognized, apart from what you said, is that that being does not have to do anything in order to get this love, which is also a basis of all faith. There isn't anything that you have to do or say. There isn't a ritual that you have to go through. That baby gets love. That person gets love no matter what. And that is the perfect example of the unconditional love and forgiveness. We don't have to do anything to merit that. Just that being makes that possible. And I think that it's helpful if people can recognize and remember that they were that baby and transfer that idea to themselves as well as to other people so that we don't have to compete or strive or beat, you know, another person out. We just have to be.